Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
You want to eat some Oreos? You want a palooze again?
Yes. I'm hoping that we have a palooze each month. Like, what is 2024 doing? It's too much.
It's so many Oreos in such a short amount of time.
But we do have like three more kinds, and I have a question after we name them. So what do we have?
We have the Oreo Thins Tiramisu, which are a new normal addition to the lineup, correct? They're not limited edition.
Yep, these are going to be around.
And then we have two limited edition flavors. We have Dirt Cake and Churro.
My first question is, have we had a tiramisu in a regular size, or is this like a fresh flavor that they're introducing?
I don't think we've done tiramisu.
Okay, I didn't remember it.
I think we've done something coffee.
Yeah, it was like a mocha.
Yeah.
I do remember that. So this tiramisu is a flavored cream. The dirt cake doesn't say anything about the flavor except that it has gummy worm inspired sprinkles on top. And then the churro is the most description I've ever seen. It's four lines of dialogue. Fried dough flavored cookie, churro flavored cream. Artificially flavored with sugar inclusions, and that's a golden Oreo.
I'm so glad you pointed this out, because the long pause when I said that our second flavor was dirt cake was I didn't know where to read from, because the top of the package says dirt cake flavor cream Oreo, and then that bottom description that I had already seen the churro. And all it has to say, gummy worm inspired sprinkles on top. What is the flavor of this cookie? Sorry, dirt cake. I know. They told me up top.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really like they're pretty. And I think I remember them from the 100th birthday ones. Did they have the sprinkles?
Hold on. I haven't actually looked at the cookie itself.
It's really pretty. I don't know that it's gummy worm inspired.
No, it's not. They are really pretty. Yeah, I think we've had them before.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I have some side note. I don't think that I got picked for the limited edition Eclipse Sun Chips. I put in the 4-minute block that they were available, but I would have received an email by now, apparently. Devastating.
Well, I stepped into an office and tried to sign up, and the website like was overloaded. And by the time it did let me get on, they said, sorry, we're out.
I guess we just weren't supposed to have them. Okay, back to the Oreos, which we can have thousands of.
In 2024, thousands.
Yes. And then there'll be like a real drought next year.
What flavor would you like to start with?
Okay, I just have a feeling that this tiramisu is going to be a little overpowering, so I think we should do that last.
Okay.
We were talking about the dirt. Let's do the dirt.
Okay.
So, like we said, little sprinkles on top, and then it's like a dual-colored cream. And it looks promising because the one is pretty dark. And I guess... Okay. What is this product? So are they saying, because I know dirt cake as like a pudding. Yes?
Yes.
And so this is saying it's like a layered chocolate cake with like a pudding frosting and gummy bears on top. That would be a nightmare to cut.
I had already decided that whoever created this has never actually had dirt cake because the gummy worms are essential. That's what makes it the dirt.
Is it actually not a cake? Is it in like, it's in a little glass cup. It's just layered like a trifle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I guess you don't have to chop it up. Okay. I'm exhausted. But still,
I'm just saying, for this to truly be dirt cake, there should have been some sort of gummy element.
I agree. They phoned it in.
On that note, you want to try it?
I do. Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
I want just cream. I'm going in with a cookie bite now.
Okay.
A messy little cookie bite. I do think it tastes like
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not mad at it.
I eat a lot of like yogurt mixed with protein and like sugar-free Jell-O packets. This would be so nice with that as a little bit of crunch. It'd be so good.
What I was impressed by is the two different flavored creams actually did have different qualities.
Yeah. I feel like we were too mean.
But I mean, I think this is just like the best chocolate cake version they've done. It's not dirt cake. There aren't gummy worms.
I would agree.
But I'll give it a 7. It's pretty good.
I think I'm going to go 8. And I have no reason to say that.
Okay.
just that's what my heart wanted. Okay.
Well, my heart is excited for churro because we have already deemed 2024 the year of churro.
And they are falling in line. Thanks for listening to us. And our snacking. So this one, just the one layer of cream, smells great. Recently had some cinnamon bun JoJo's, and they were pretty delicious. So I'm hoping this even beats that.
I love a golden Oreo, is what we've discovered in all of our paloozas. I am excited to see what a fried dough flavored cookie tastes like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do this in 3 bites.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay. Oh. I do think the cookie tastes a little different.
It does.
Man, I think that's really nice.
I'm a big fan. It does taste fried. I can do without the sugar inclusions.
I'm responding well to those. I like the crispness. In what cookbook? I got a cookbook recently and I can't remember. I think it's Christina's cookie one, but she suggests like making churros and then you use that fry oil as your oil in like the cookie to give it that like fried dough thing. And I feel like they read her cookbook.
That is so smart.
It's been a lot of fun. But
I really like the flavor of this. It's a little too sweet. I think that's why I said I don't need the sugar inclusions. Like towards the end of the bite, it got really sweet. But I think churro's still winning for us.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to give that an 8 as well. Oh, whoops.
I'm going to stay with my 7. It was also fantastic.
Pretty good. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, Oreos, can you go 3 for 3?
This would be a historical palooza.
It smells so coffee.
Which is promising to me. Have we done a thin?
I don't think so. I think the proportions are great on a thin.
Yeah. I'm looking at it and I'm wondering, has that been the answer to all my Oreo issues? I just needed it to be a thin all along.
We'll see. Have you looked at the color of the cream? I think it's really different than advertised on the packaging.
Yeah, it's a completely different color.
Huh. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
That cream is so smooth.
I took a second bite.
That's huge. It's just like a different texture than the other cream.
Less grainy.
I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, this just in, guys. I think I love Oreo Thins. It's what I've been searching for all along.
Man, delightful. I'm going 8s across the board.
Yeah, I'm bumping that up to an 8. That was delicious. And not too strong coffee flavored, but strong enough that, you know, it tasted like coffee.
I would agree with that. It smelled a little stronger than it tasted, and I think I would prefer that because I would love like a coffee candle. And I could just open up this package, really get some aroma in my room.
How many flavors did we do? Was it just 2 last week? Last time we had, not last week, last month? Space and the black and white cookie.
Yeah.
So this was, tiramisu was our 25th Oreo.
Wow.
And we found one that I like.
That's so exciting.
And it's not limited edition. I could get more if I wanted.
Which is a sentiment that we've been feeling because we wanted more goldfish too. And we were excited for those to stick around.
This has been a good year of snacks.
Not gonna
work. A good first fiscal quarter.
That's how I measure time.
Do you have any thumbs up?
Okay. I was busy, but I was also busy emotionally. And I couldn't take in anything like good media. So I rewatched all the Twilights. And I guess I would suggest that if you haven't seen it for a while. I would not say they hold up, but I do think they hold a special place in my heart.
I only ever saw the first one. I saw it in theaters. I laughed when he said spider monkey and these girls turned around and glared at me. And I've never watched it again.
They probably still talk about that.
Probably.
It was the most romantic line in the movie, and she laughed. That's what they'll say.
I will never forget their stares.
That's so funny. Yeah, well, I don't know. Just if you're interested. But I do want to recommend one singular skit from this past week's episode of SNL where Kristen Wiig hosted. Well, the monologue was great. It was star-studded.
It was great.
The Jumanji skit. Did you happen to see it?
No, I have not seen that one. I think I saw the beginning of it. Yes, continue. Sorry.
It's okay. I think I've watched it like 6 times now. Andrew just mukes being like, and what is Jumanji to you? Is it going into the game that you're going to be Jumanji'd, or is Jumanji coming out of the game? And I have just, anyway, it's brought me a lot of joy during a busy weekend. So that'll be my thumbs up. 1 4-minute skit.
Well, in a similar vein, in that Kristen Wiig is just having a great week, I think. Super loving Target lady coming back into the zeitgeist.
Very cool. Very cool.
I missed her. And my thumbs up is Palm Royale. Thank you, Target. I got I think 3-month trial of Apple TV, so I have it back very briefly. And this show is beautiful and also star-studded. And let me just reiterate, it's beautiful. Costumes are beautiful. The people are beautiful. My only gripe is I don't understand how old these women are supposed to be, because they are acting like young little trophy wives, but they're all in their 50s. So I'm a little confused there. But Kristen Wiig is in it. Ricky Martin, Laura Dern, Allison Janney, Carol Burnett.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. I feel open to take in media now after I finish rewatching the rest of Now You See Me Too. which is what I'm currently on. And I think I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, the 6th episode came out today, and I think there's going to be 10. So you're like right in the middle of this season. It'd be a good time to jump in.
Hey, what was that great show that you had suggested that was on Apple with the butterflies and the machine about their futures? What was that called?
The Big Something.
Yeah. Is that coming back?
The Big... Nope. Prize?
Yeah.
The Big Door Prize. The Big Door Prize. Season 2 official trailer posted 1 week ago.
Oh my word.
Okay, let's. Second season is scheduled to premiere on April 24th. April is the month of TV for us.
I'm looking forward to that. And will that like finish up with your 3 months still?
It should.
That's awesome. That's like the best time trials. Oh my goodness.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for looking that up.
And The Circle is back next week, although it comes out, I'll be in Birmingham, so I don't know that I'll get to jump right in. Like, I feel like I can't watch it with anyone.
No, I get that. Well, what I'll do is I'll keep it to myself and then let me know when you've caught up. And then we can have a big old discourse about it.
Sounds good.
I hope there's old players catfishing.
Oh my goodness.
Delightful.
Not that they've asked me, but I still think an all-star season that's all-stars, but some are catfishing, but they don't know. that, you know, like everybody's catfishing. I think it would be so good. And I would like, or you could catfish as an all-star. Like you could be a new person, but catfishing. Like you and me catfish as Joey.
Oh my word. Could we get in his head? I think maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I
we're gonna
think
have to propose to someone.
I think I think we could do it. It would be great TV.
I also feel like we'd have a really nice time flying to London. Is that where they film? I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That sounds great. All right. Well, in the future.
Okay. Maybe I'll finish the application next time.
Maybe I'll look at it.
I just didn't want to like film a video. It felt like a lot of work.
I get that. Oh, I saw there's this one guy that comes up on my TikTok a lot who runs like the super, super marathons and has a higher pitch voice. And he was in line for Big Brother auditions. And it was crazy how many people were there.
That is what would keep me from being on TV. I just wouldn't want to wait in line that long.
Yeah, I get that. And then at the end, I'm maybe not on the show and I haven't like waited to be on a fun roller coaster or something.
But don't listen to this, Netflix. Still, you should just cast us just based on our fun personalities.
Yes. And we'll barely talk about the podcast. It'll just be like something we say.
Yeah, but the like grocery list, because I do think they get to like say what they want in their apartment, is going to be so long because it's just going to be snacks.
Yeah, and we overlap some, but we're going to want some different snacks. They're not going to hire us. Our rider's too long.
Too many flavors of Goldfish.
Cool. This brought my spirits up, Sarah. Thanks for chatting.
Ditto. Thanks for palooza'n so soon after the last one.
I don't know if I can take another one.
I think that's new merch. Palooza'n.
I love it.
Cruising for a palooza'n.
Yes. Okay, so the next like 10 flavors that come out, we save them and then we eat them on a cruise.
Yes.
All right, that's the plan.
Okay. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks. You too.
Thanks. I am going to finish all three of these cookies.
I won't say no to them.
I mean, it's really just like the two others. And does the Oreo thin even count? Like a real full cookie? I don't think so.
It's like air.
Yeah. Practically, I'm getting paid to eat it.
I love it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.